Braylon's real talk live, always expressing the real. Ain't no sugarcoating, that's not how he is. Only discussing topics that can help change your life or educate your mind to all new heights. And straight and light on entrepreneurs that's on the rise. This is Braylon's real talk live, giving back is how we ride. For the people, for the community, for the society, for the voices, for the unknown issues that be going down. Braylon's real talk live. When you hear this music, you know some real topics dropping down. Braylon's real talk live. Time to tune in and unwind. Yeah. What's up with it? DFW Metroplex, surrounding cities, all the states in the United States, and all the countries across the world. That's right, Braylon's Real Talk Live is finally back again with another one. But this time, it's the season finale of season 5, and it's about to get lit up in this piece. We got a lot of hardcore topics to discuss, and we're going to get into that. But right now, let's get into these announcements, because there's a lot of big changes coming up. I kind of put a little video out there via social media, for those who haven't seen it. But I'm going to cover a little bit of the changes here now. So, moving forward, you know, my former co-host, Ms. Pride, is no longer with us. You know, we wish her the best in her future endeavors. There will be a new co-host. I will unveil that at a later date because, see, the transition now is we're going to go into a phase of a lot of rebranding and marketing and really pushing things, trying to grow the fan base, you know, 5 seasons in. So it's time to market what's already been created before moving into another season. Possibly trying to elevate, you know, maybe to even a TV deal or something like that, or a bigger platform. You never know. But that's the goal. And that's why after this season, going to go through a whole major phase of rebranding, remarketing, things of that nature, and really get things right and really engage with our listeners and go from there. So, you know, you're hearing it here first, you know, from me, Braylon Blair himself, of the changes that's going to happen as far as the, you know, website, social media, or anything like that. You know, just keep continuing to follow us. And that's on Instagram at BRealTalkLive. That's on Facebook at RealTalkLiveDTX. And the website is BRealTalkLive.com. So I'm very excited for these upcoming changes to be taking place, you know, because when you're building something and molding it into your own, you always want to elevate in some form or fashion. And I feel like, you know, after season 5, it's time to elevate even higher. You know, still going to have guests on, but it's going to be more consistent. You know I kind of promised that this season, but toward the end, kind of fell through. And a lot of other things, you know, I'm not going to go into details, but, you know, we're still here, we're resilient, and that's the way it's going to be. You know, you're either with us or you ain't, and then that's the way, you know, I feel about it. But, you know, not going to bore you too long, you know, got to get into these hot topics, as well as other informative news. So, let's get on with it. If you would like to be on the show as an entrepreneur guest, guest speaker, music guest, you can simply email the show at BRealTalkLive@yahoo.com. You can leave a message on the website, BRealTalkLive.com. You can DM us on Facebook at RealTalkLiveDTX. And you can DM us on Instagram at BRealTalkLive. Looking forward to hearing from you. Also, any of those business owners, entrepreneurs out there, if you're not really too comfortable with doing an interview, but you would like to advertise your business via this platform, you can do so with our radio spot commercial service. Prices vary depending on which increment you pick. We have 1 minute for $50, 3 minutes for $75, 5 minutes for $100. And prices also vary depending on how long you want your advertisement to run. You can still put in these requests even when we're not in season, so things can be lined up, and you won't have to pay the full amount until, you know, the new season comes around, but you can place your orders now even when it's out of season. See, because the thing is, going to always do work out of season. We're not just going to be like, oh, we're out of season, then, you know, everything's all idle and shut down, and then, no. Going to stay relevant, going to keep pushing. That's another kind of change that's coming up as far as the rebranding and marketing. Going to still continue to be somewhat active. I might even do little video segments like I used to do because, I mean, that's really how Topic Drop kind of started, where I was doing videos of a few topics and just dropping them. But I'm not going to call it Topic Drop. I would probably call it something else that's creative, you know, just to stay relevant, just to keep something for y'all to engage in and things like that while being in the rebranding and marketing phase. Because, you know, so what that said, like on the video, season 6 may not start when I usually start the season. I normally start new seasons every January, you know, toward the end of January, you know, especially after all the New Year stuff dies down a bit and all that. But we'll see if we still make that same deadline with everything that we're trying to accomplish here. So, you know, I appreciate everyone's support, those far and wide, those near, those everywhere. That's why I always reach out in the intro saying, you know, what's up with it, all the cities, the countries, and everything. Everyone that listens, your support is greatly appreciated. That's one thing we want to make known to our listeners, that, you know, your support is greatly appreciated. You know, your donations, your time to listen to the show, and all that. So we really thank you here at Brandon's Real Talk Live. And for those music artists out there, upcoming or all the way already kind of somewhat farther along in their careers, we have a Real Talk Song of the Week showcase where you can submit your song. It doesn't matter the genre, and it doesn't have to be clean. It can stay explicit or whatever. And we highlight your song. And if you want an interview to come along with that, we can do that too. But you can submit your songs anytime, even out of season, because we'll even highlight artists during off season. And, you know, submit your song to the email, which is brealtalklive@yahoo.com, or you can DM the link on Facebook and social media and Instagram, which is at Real Talk Live DTX for Facebook and at Be Real Talk Live for Instagram. You know, we're looking forward to hearing your music. You know, we support all genres of music, with me, especially with me being an audio engineer. So, you know, I'm always up to date on the latest tunes, regardless of genre. And that's just the way it is. And I like to support a lot of independent artists. So, you know, if any independent artists out there listening, I encourage you to submit your songs. You know, with this platform, it kind of doubles your royalties a bit because, you know, if your music is already on streaming platforms such as Spotify and Apple Music, things like that, this platform is on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So that's just another form for you to gain more fans with your music, as well as doubling your royalties with the whole streaming sites and things of that nature. So, any independent artists out there, submit your music. As you know, here at Brandon's Real Talk Live, we are a proud supporter of a couple of nonprofit organizations. The first one here being the South Oak Cliff High School Band Booster Club, which supports the new Soul of the South Marching Band. You know, it's currently marching band season, you know, football season. And they also have a couple of battle bands coming up. If you want to see the new Soul of South Marching Band in action, check them out at the Lancaster Battle of Bands going down October 1st, Saturday morning, starting at 8 a.m. You know, tickets are available at the school, which is located at 3601 South Marcellus Avenue, Dallas, Texas, 75216 in the band room on the Garza side of the campus. But yes, if you would like to participate in any kind of way, to help the Band Booster Club out, or ways to send donations or any other things like that, you can contact the president directly at 469-994-9193. Again, that's 469-994-9193. If you kind of want to stay in the background a little bit, but you would like to send a cash donation, you can do so three ways. One, the first way is being via Cash App, which is $SOC Band Booster. Or by using the email to use PayPal or Zelle, which is socbandboosterclub@gmail.com. You can also follow the New Soul of the South Marching Band on Instagram at SOC, New Soul of the South, new, which is the letters N and U, and then Soul of the South, or on Facebook under New Soul of the South, as well as you can follow the Booster Club on Facebook under New Soul of the South Band Booster Club. You know, this is a Grammy award-winning organization, you know, and grades are also a priority within this organization. So any donations are greatly appreciated, and we're looking forward to your support. Another nonprofit organization you can support is the Texas Supremacy of Music and Arts Conservatory, also known as TISMAC. The Texas Supremacy of Music Arts Conservatory is a vital 501(c) nonprofit organization dedicated to providing world-class music, dance and dance education to all students. They operate seasonally from May to July and November to December, including the arrangement of performances like marching band shows and concerts. Their main objective is to implement the impressionism and expressionism in every category under the fine and performing arts umbrella. All activities and operations within their organization are overseen by a group of well-qualified individuals. For information, you can contact the director directly at 409-789-6869 or use his email, which is wallen@texassmac.org. You can send cash donations via Cash App, which is $TexasSMAC, or PayPal at TexasSMAC. You can follow TISMAC on Facebook under the Texas Supremacy of Music and Arts Conservatory. You can follow them on Instagram at TexasSMAC. You can follow them on Twitter at Texas_Arts. You can follow them also on YouTube under Texas Supremacy of Music and Arts Conservatory. Last but not least, you can also follow this nonprofit organization, my own, which is Braylon Blair Entities. Braylon Blair Entities is an organization that will help against the ignored or unanswered problems throughout the community, as well as providing a permanent plan to any homeless via the plan called Project Helping Hand. What Project Helping Hand will do, it will be a full-fledged facility where it will have apartment living, a government center for any government aid, such as food stamps and other things like that. Also, it will have a Job Corps station, such as like workforce, to help the homeless get jobs. It will also have a health clinic, dental, medical, and mental, to ensure they get all the health care they need. We will try to partner with as many other nonprofit organizations as well as other companies to really pull this off. We have a location that's picked. You know, we've kind of been in a stall, kind of just not been able to push things quite effectively, but that's going to change soon. But that is a little about what Braylon Blair Entities will be doing. The place is located near the 8th and Corinth Station because we want to try to put it near an easy transportation setting, so there will be no problem for the homeless to get to and from. You know, we're also going to try to partner with DART as well to, you know, make this thing happen. I mean, this is really a big project, and we're looking forward to really partnering with as many people and organizations as we can, because it takes all of us, you know, to really get this problem nipped in the bud for good. You know, not disrespecting what's already been out there, you know, the shelters, you know, we're going to partner with those organizations as well. But, you know, it's time to end homelessness for good. You know, you have certain places that homelessness is not even a problem. And, you know, why can't our city, our community be that way as well? So that's the plan. That's the goal. I mean, right now we're just still in the first phase. Never really got it started. We're just trying to raise the money to purchase the land first. Last I checked, it was $250,000. That is the goal. We're going to start doing a little fundraisers, getting things really right, and start pushing more so we can reach this goal as quickly as possible. Because once we purchase that land, then we can start working toward the next phase, which is, you know, funding the different things that's going to be built on the property. The first thing we will build is the apartments. And then the apartments, how they will work, half will be for them to live in free until they get on their feet. The other half, if they would choose to stay at those apartments, they'll be moved to the other half where, you know, they can pay the rent regularly as a regular tenant. So, you know, I have the proposal pretty much written out. Probably got to update it now because, you know, years that went by and things like that. And I haven't really got a chance to pitch it to the certain people I want to pitch it to. But we're going to keep it going. So anybody that's listening, if you would like to help this cause, you can follow Braylon Blair Entities on Instagram at Braylon B E N T and on Facebook at Braylon Blair E N T. You can even email the organization at BraylonBENT@yahoo.com. You can send cash donations via Cash App, which is $ Braylon Blair E N T. There will be more options for you to send cash donations, but that will be updated at a later time. Another option will be if you hit the support this podcast button, three monthly options will come up, which you can cancel at any time. And those proceeds also go towards Braylon Blair Entities. Looking forward to having your support. Another thing here that we do at Braylon's Real Talk Live is we support other fellow podcasts. First podcast you can help support is the Dim Damn Millennials podcast. You can follow them on YouTube at TDM Productions, on Instagram at Them Damn Millennials. You can follow one of the main co-hosts on Facebook under Bear Jackson. And they also have a merchandise store where you can purchase merchandise to support the podcast, which is the website, bearology.store. They also have a spinoff podcast called Sneaker Land. And you can also follow that same podcast under the same handles I just mentioned, which is YouTube, TDM Productions, Instagram, Them Damn Millennials. They discuss the latest kicks and what kicks you should have in your collection. Another podcast you can support is the Off the Liquor podcast, started by the artist and my longtime friend, King Emery. You can follow this podcast on YouTube under Emery Anderson III, or on Facebook under Emery Anderson III, or on Instagram under Emery Anderson III. Last but not least, if you want to get your real Hebrew Israelite fix, as well as real world stuff and how things line up with the Bible, and, you know, stuff that the news do not really want you to get out, you know, how things are kind of spent always in the same way, well, there's a podcast for that. It is called the Truth Be Told Flex Podcast. You can follow this podcast on YouTube under Truth Be Told Flex Podcast. You don't want to miss any of their content. It's very dope, very educational, very informative, and, you know, it'll help you stay woke. If you would like to keep up with everything that I'm involved in, such as my music production company, Bledger Productions, me as the artist, B. Sizzle the Realist, the nonprofit organization, Braylon Blair Entities, as well as the podcast itself. Follow me on Snapchat at BraylonBDTX. Again, that's BraylonBDTX. That's where I post everything all at once. But, you know, you can still follow all of my entities individually. You can follow Bledger Productions on Facebook at BledgerDTX and on Instagram at Bledger_Productions. You can follow me as the artist, B. Sizzle the Realist, on Facebook at B. Sizzle DTX, and on Instagram also at B. Sizzle DTX. Also, you know, my company is the official audio engineer of the music label Thug Angel Entertainment. You can follow them on Facebook at TAE Music Label and on Instagram at Thug Angel ENT. Time to get on with the local sports and news. And with that being said, another one of the changes will be with the local sports and news. Still report local stuff, you know, as it happens. Keep you up to date on little community things, especially with things going on with the city. You know, as far as the budget, different campaign races, things like that. But as far as the sports will kind of be cut down a bit because, you know, I plan on stopping, you know, in August right before school starts. You know, and that's before football season, right before basketball season. So, you know, won't be really reporting any of that stuff anymore. So, but hopefully I could try to replace it with something else, maybe some comedy or something like that. But just an update that this most likely be the last time I report any of the sports coverage. With that being said, speaking of sports, how about them Cowboys? That's right. You know, even with Cooper Rush at the helm, they was able to pull off a victory against the Cincinnati Bengals. So much props to them. Their next game will be Monday night And that will be the game that Michael Gallup returns to the lineup. Let's go, Cowboys. Texas Rangers, the season is almost to a close. They recently just capped off a three-game series where they went 2-1 against the Angels. They recently just lost against the Guardians, 6-3. They are currently in the bottom of the fifth against the Guardians in their second game of the season series, and it's tied 1-1. They will play them again tomorrow at 1:35. And then they will be opening a new season series against the Mariners Tuesday, September 27th. Go Rangers. The Dallas Stars, they will be kicking off their preseason action Monday, September 26th at 7 p.m. around the same time as the Cowboys will be playing. They'll be playing the Blues. Their next preseason game after that will be Tuesday, September 27th against the Coyotes. Their third preseason game will be Thursday, September 29th, also at 7. And they will also play another preseason game against the Blues, which will be Saturday, October 1st at 7. Then they'll play a preseason game Monday, October 3rd against the Avalanche. And they'll play another one against the Avalanche, which will be Wednesday, October 5th. And another one against the Wild, Saturday, October 8th at 5. And then they open the season with a two-game season series against the Predators starting October 13th. Get ready. Go Stars. Last but not least, the Dallas Mavericks. The NBA training camp is opening Monday, as well as Media Day is coming up. Luka Doncic recently just finished playing in the overseas in the Eurobasket tournament. Kind of fell short, you know, losing to Poland near the finals of the tournament. But he'll be back here in the States pretty soon and ready to take the Mavericks to possibly another Western Conference championship or possibly the championship. Go Dallas Mavericks. The first preseason game will be October 5th against the Oklahoma Thunder at 7. The second one will be Friday, October 7th against the Orlando Magic. The third one will be October 14th at 8 p.m. against the Utah Jazz. And then they open the season against the Phoenix Suns, October 19th in Phoenix. Other than that, that pretty much wraps up the local news and sports. Let's get on with the show. Now it's time for Topic Drop. Let's get it. All right. Got a lot of topics to discuss, and we finna get into it right. You know, we always go out with a bang with the season finales, as well as the season openers. All right. First topic I'm going to talk about tonight is the rapper Waka Flocka Flame was dragged on social media for filming himself giving a less fortunate woman a pair of shoes. And the issue with this is, should good acts be filmed, or is it embarrassing to the person or people being helped? And my take on that is, it all depends. Like, if you're doing it for that reason, then of course not. But if it happens to get filmed by someone else and, you know, you're just happen to do the good act, then that's fine. But if you're just going around literally just filming it, then that takes the goodness out of it. That takes the generosity out of it. Like, you know, of course you're supposed to help less fortunate people. You know, that's the only way it's supposed to go. But there's no point in filming it and all that, you know, for attention or things like that. It's just like how some people, they try to do things and get validation for stuff that you're supposed to do. Like, you know how they be saying, oh, I'm grown. I got this. I got that. Okay, you're supposed to get a house. You're supposed to get a car. You're supposed to live the American dream, you know, so forth and so forth. But if you can't understand the lines and boundaries of how things are supposed to go, then you have no business being in that line of work as far as helping people, because your heart is not in the right place. You know, because your heart has to be in the right place with that whole situation, you know, for you to get the blessings that come from helping other less fortunate people. So if you're doing it for your own personal gain, clout, attention, then yeah, it's a problem. But I don't think they should have dragged him for it, you know, because it wasn't like he was just really filming it. You know, he did film it, but it wasn't like a setup. You know how like they do some of the comedy skits or some of the little video stuff that they set up on social media where the scenario is drawn out and then they film it, setting up the situation, all that. So it wasn't like that. It just so happened to happen like all at once, you know. He was doing it and then, you know, somebody, a representative of his team happened to pull out the camera, started filming it. So that's really the way it happened. So, but you know how Twitter is, you know, one thing about Twitter, that's like the most rawest social media there is, because that's where everyone can like voice their opinions and, you know, it gets out there like quick, you know, and it spreads like wildfire. So I don't think they should have like, you know, dragged him for it, because like I said, he didn't do it for that intention. He didn't do it for attention and things like that. But another thing, you know, the other situation he's dealing with, that probably has a lot to do with it as well. You know, he's kind of either preparing or getting ready to separate from his wife, you know, divorce and all that. So they're probably mad at him for that. And then they just carried on the same anger and done it that way. But my opinion, he shouldn't have been dragged for the generous deed of helping the less fortunate woman. Next topic. Chris Brown has recently been charging $2,000 for meet and greet photos with fans after his concerts. Question is the price too high, or is it inappropriate, or does it even matter? And I'm going to just let you know right now, it really doesn't matter. I mean, okay, the price could be a little bit much, but if them people are willing to pay $2K to meet them, do a meet and greet, then so be it. Because think about it, you have to pay to do the meet and greets anyway, because you know how they have the backstage passes? Those cost way more higher than the actual original tickets. So it's really kind of the same thing. It's just a little added feature. You know, he's taking photos with him, taking time to actually, like, meet the fans and things like that. And the whole inappropriate part, you know, that comes from, you know, some people, you know, always got something to say about something. It was a photo where, you know, he took a picture with, you know, a lady or whatever, and he took a picture with the lady's daughter. And, you know, The way he took the picture with the lady's daughter was, you know, it was nothing wrong with it. But you got some people looking into it more than what it is. And I'm just like, here we go with that again. Like, you know, his hand was like above her shoulder. You know, it's kind of like a side hug. You know, that's how you would do a younger fan, you know, versus a grown, you know, woman. So I didn't see anything wrong with it. But, you know, you got some people that's just going to say something. They're going to say something anyway. So, you know, you just have to be on the outlook for that. Be mindful of that. And, you know, go on about your business. So I don't see nothing wrong with it. You know, that's actually a nice, generous thing for him to take time after his performances to actually meet a couple of fans. And, like, he didn't just do a few. Like, he actually did a lot. That's why it's a lot of photos, surfacing of the photos being taken. And, you know, and they all spread it out on social media. He actually, you know, done a lot. It wasn't like he just, oh, well, I'm only going to do a few and then I'm going to go. No, he actually took the time, did about a couple 20 to 30 people after each performance and things of that nature. But, you know, I had to highlight that because, like, I'm really tired of people just voicing their opinions, you know, for stupid reasons. And what I mean by stupid reasons is, like, you're just saying something because you feel some type of way. You know, at least when we voice opinions here, there's fact and truthfulness behind it. There's education behind it. There's information behind it. But you got people out here in voicing opinions based off their feelings because their life is miserable, because they ain't got things going the way they want to do. So they want to make somebody else's life miserable, or they want to spew hate in some kind of way or any type of thing like that. So, you know, you can't just, you know, buy into that nonsense. It's just another form of chaos to me. You know, same way how media spread different stories, you know, something bad about a specific group of people, oh, they ready to hit that. But when it's something bad about another group of people, oh, you barely hear about it. It doesn't stay in the news long and all that. So, you know, I can go on and on. You know, it's called Real Talk Live for a reason because, you know, I can go there. But it's just the matter of fact that people always got something to say about something. But that's just the way it is. And that's why I be telling people, you know, people are going to talk about you to the day you die. So, you know, you got to just do you, stay in your lane, work on your accomplishments and goals, and keep it pushing. Because, you know, you're worrying about what other people say and stuff, then you'll never get far. Because people can always say something. You know, you got some people like Denzel Washington, he said it best. He said, some people are not going to like you because your spirit, for whatever reason, irritates their demons. And, you know, a lot of people don't be knowing that they have demons in their spirit, but they it gets that way sometimes. But that's a very true statement, an accurate point. You know, you got some people, they don't even know who you are, don't even know your name. They just see you and they just have an instant disgust towards you. And then that's the reason why your spirit, your existence, your well-being is bothering them. And that's all it really is. But, you know, a lot of people don't really look at it like that, you know, because, you know, everybody's not in tune with the spiritual waves and the spiritual warfare that goes on above us. But I'm just shedding light on it for those that are listening. And hopefully you can take that and better your life in some type of way. Next topic I want to talk about is the Neo situation. Yes, the Neo situation. He had recently remarried his wife, but now she's filing for a divorce due to him cheating again and allegedly fathering a child secretly. So the question is, do people really change? Do people keep you around for a special need or benefit? And I believe it's all that. You know, people do have a right to change. They have the opportunity to change, but it's up to them to actually want to change. You know, like this old saying always goes, You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink it. And then that's the way it is. You know, you get in these relationships, you're trying to mold the person to how you want the person to be. And, you know, they kind of go along with it for a while, but then they kind of tear away from it. And if they kind of tear away from it, either A, you kind of push them too hard, or B, they just never want to change in the first place. They like having you around, so they was doing what you say. But at the same time, they still want to do them. And you got to kind of watch out for that kind of stuff. I mean, it kind of hurts to say that, you know, with the ladies out there. But, you know, I really want y'all to understand. Like, if that guy is not trying to change in any form or fashion, then you got to let it go. Yeah, you had good times with this person. Yeah, you kind of invested in this person. But now it's to the point you're wasting your time. Because if you're not getting everything that you want from the relationship, then there's no relationship. So, and vice versa. If a woman ain't trying to change, if she's still doing what she do, if she's still on her hot girl summer stuff and y'all really in a serious relationship or you're trying to take the relationship to the next level, then, you know, it's time to move on. Because at the day and time, you know, you can't wait forever. Like I just previously said, if a person ain't willing to change, then so be it. You can't force no one to change. No matter how you try to do it, no matter you try to comfort to their needs, and like a saying that I always say, whatever topic it may be, you know, never settle. Because a lot of people get like that too. You know, they get desperate. They settle. They're not getting everything from the relationship, but because they have somebody around, they just accepting whatever. And, you know, that will hurt you in the long run. That will, like, make you feel miserable. You'll wonder why you'll never achieve a certain level of happiness again. Like, okay, you'll be happy, you know, because other stuff happened, you know, promotion at work, other stuff like that, family member getting married. You know, a lot of other stuff will make you happy, but it'll be blocked. You'll never reach the full potential of the happiness because at the end of the day, you're stuck in this forever-ending cycle where you're miserable, you're not getting the full benefit of the relationship, and things like that. So that's why I always constantly put that out there, that you are not supposed to settle no matter what. Like, that's just the bottom line. You know, a lot of people probably don't want to hear that, but, you know, the truth hurts, and it's got to come out. You cannot be settling with just anyone, especially, you know, if you have kids with people and stuff like that. Sometimes it'd be a mistake. You know, you have kids with the wrong person. It don't work out. They end up being a baby daddy. They end up being a deadbeat. They end up being a baby mama or whatever the case may be. But at the same time, if it just doesn't work, it just doesn't work. You know. Another reason why I brought up the don't settle situation is because a lot of people will settle because of the children. Okay, you got kids with this person, so you just like, okay, well, I'm just obligated to stay with this person. No, you are not. Not under any circumstances. Like, you know, you can't keep the, like, and it's wrong for people to use the children as a crutch too. That's another thing. I touched on that either last season or a couple episodes ago. But yeah, you know, people that use the children as a crutch or a handicap, you know, they are at fault too, because like, don't use a person's kids against them just to keep them there. Like, treat them better. Do right. You know, compromise. Make each other happy. Like, don't be like, well, I'll take the kids away if you leave me, or I'll do this, and you got a whole bunch of all petty stuff, and, you know, getting the court involved, wasting taxpayer money on all this foolishness, when the two adults could have acted mature from the get-go, and we wouldn't have this problem. But you know how it is. You know, I'm here to tell it today. You know, tell you it's the season finale. So, you know, I'm going all in. But, yeah, you know, so don't settle. Make sure you are doing everything that you want to do. Make sure you're getting everything that you benefit. Things like that. And, like, far as Neo, you know, don't really know him personally. You know, I know him as an artist, all that. And I really hate for when, like, their personal lives kind of intertwine with their limelight or famousness, status, and all that, but you know, it's 2022. Social media is at an all time highs, and you know, if something happens and it gets out, it gets out. But you know, I really feel for him, because you know, I really thought it was genuine when he did do the whole remarrying his wife, renewing the vows. It was a nice ceremony, gesture, and all that. But I mean, if he apparently cheated again, then he either has a problem or He never wanted to change in the beginning. He just wanted to keep her around because, you know, for whatever reason. And you got to look at people for that too. You know, some people may not love you. They might just love what you do for them, but they may not love you directly. And you got to look out for that kind of stuff too. Because otherwise you'll get hurt in the long run. Moving on to the next topic, you know, school has started. You know, we're about 2 months, almost 3 months in. And DISD did a, you know, clear backpack mandate. Will it help with school safety or will it not? Apparently, there's still being gun threats happening, especially like the two incidents with Everman High School, you know, sub-city outside of Fort Worth. First incident was about, you know, two of individuals. One was a former student about, you know, they was going to come and shoot up the football game at the Everman High School campus. And the other incident was, I think, you know, a false threat or something like that was made toward the school itself. But point of the matter is, I don't think it's going to help with the school safety. And here's why. Okay, you can see in everybody's backpack, but at the same time, you still can't really catch anything too much. You know, and then, you know, a lot of schools already had it where, you know, they had metal detectors in place. Some schools probably don't, but they had metal detectors in place and they had to, you know, search the whole book bag. But at the same time, some schools are too big for that. You know, their student body count is just too high. And, you know, checking them in and going one by one like that is just really not good. I mean, that's why I get why they did the whole clear mandate. I mean, I don't have a problem with them doing it. It's fine. But I don't think it will benefit strongly towards this problem. The main problem is getting guns off the streets, and that's the bottom line. Too many people have access to guns because of who? Our governor. But, you know, that's another story for another day. But, like, at the same time, if the guns get off the street, then these teens and these young folks, you know, these underage people won't have access to them. And another fault is some parents. They don't conceal their weapons well enough. And somehow these kids are finding them, bringing them to school, and there it is. So that's it's more than just, you know, clear backpacks in the schools. You know, like, they can find other ways to get the gun into the school. Like, that's not the only way. But I mean, I just want people to understand that it's a good idea, but it ain't the end resolve. The end resolve is getting guns off the streets and getting parents held accountable for negligently misplacing their weapons and things like that. You know, that's what they have lock boxes for, safes, all type of other things. Because it don't make no sense that this many people, young people at that, are getting access to guns. Just like with the little cases, you know, when like a child accidentally shoots themselves, or a child that accidentally shoots another friend or something like that because they had found the gun, they got access to the gun somehow. And they got, in those cases, regardless whether accident or not or whatever, if that kid, the way I see it, if that kid found that gun, then the parents need to be charged. That's just the bottom line. It's at fault. Like, because it makes no sense how a 7-year-old, 5-year-old, 8-year-old, or 10-year-old could even find a gun. See, that lets us know, like, okay, you ain't really got it put up too well for them to find it. You know, they're not as tall. They're low to the ground. And so somehow they went into a drawer and something, and there it is. Like, that's not good enough. If you have that type of stuff around and knowing the type of children you have, you got to better to conceal that kind of stuff. You know, I really want y'all to, you know, take heed to that for real. Next topic I want to talk about is, does living together mean anything in relationships anymore? And I could just start by saying, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And a lot of people, men, women included, they try to use that to an advantage or to a benefit or to a crutch or some type of thing. Like, I came across a situation recently where there's this man and this woman. He dated her in the past. You know, they had sex, you know, a year ago, whatever, right? But the relationship is now over. But since he is still living with her, you know, on a roommate basis, she feels that he still belongs to her. And he constantly gets in arguments about, you know, him being single. He constantly yelling, fighting back and forth, I'm single, you can't do this to me, and all this kind of stuff. And then, you know, she always threatens to put him out because, you know, he doesn't want her anymore. And, like, that's wrong on her part. Wrong on all cylinders. Because why are you holding the living situation over his head because he doesn't want to be in a relationship with you anymore? I mean, that makes no sense. And, you know, guys do the same thing. You know, they'll put a woman out if the woman ain't doing what they want them to do. And that's why it comes to the conclusion, like I said, the living situation doesn't matter toward the relationship anymore. You got a lot of people that's not even married and they living together and their relationships are fine. Then you got some people that's married, not living together, and it's working out fine. And you got some, like, there's a lot of different scenarios, but it's working out fine because that's just the way it is. A lot of people aren't built to live with another person, you know? It's crazy to say that, but it's the truth. You got some people they're really much better on their own. Yeah, they want love, they want a relationship, they want kids, they want the whole family thing, but some people just aren't built for that. Like, they're just really not built for it. They are, you know, not saying they're just loners or anything like that, or they run people off, but it's just like in a living situation, some people just, like, they bump heads too much. You know, some people like to blame it on the whole astrology stuff, you know. Well, it's because of that they sign and our signs don't match. And no, I don't believe in none of that stuff. You know, that, you know, the Bible says not, you know, not believing that horoscope stuff and all that. You know, it be sounding good. They make it sound real good, like it's really matching your situation and it reels you in. And then when you really start paying attention, it's leading you down a separate path other than God's path. Not necessarily like an evil path, but still a path that's not of God. But anyway, back to the former matter. Like, you can't just go by that sign stuff, you know, and I have people that constantly use their sign that regards their situations. I'm just like, yeah. They be like, oh, that's a Scorpio thing. You know, that's just the way she is, and oh, that's just the way I am. You know, I'm a Scorpio, I do that. Or I'm a Capricorn, and I do this. Now, don't get me wrong, certain qualities, you know, these people do have, but at the end of the day, I don't think it has anything to do with their sign, their zodiac sign. You know, they say, you know, Pisces are this way. They say Geminis are that way. That ain't got nothing to do with that. If that person is that way, that person is just that way. They either learned it, developed it over time, because of who they involved themselves with. You know, just like with the whole sex thing, you know, it intertwining of spirits. That's why you're not really supposed to have too many sex partners. But yeah, that's where that comes from. If that person is like that, that person is just like that. Don't be blaming it on their zodiac sign. I've never got with that. That really irks me whenever someone results to that way of thinking, because it makes no sense that you're relying on a person's birth month, zodiac sign, or whatever you want to call it, as an excuse for the way that they act or the way that they do stuff. Like that, it makes no sense. So that's why it brings me back to the topic at hand. Does living together mean anything in a relationship anymore? And the answer to that is absolutely not. Which brings me to my next topic. Do companies get comfortable with you and what position you are in so they refuse to move you up? Or is it other reasons why? And the answer to that is both. Yes, companies do this. A lot of them. I'm not going to put out any names or, you know, put any company's business out there like that. But yes, I've experienced it myself. Worked 5 years for a particular company and there was just no signs of moving up. So I had to bounce. Like, you know, it's okay to have longevity with a job, but, you know, at some point you want to advance somewhere in the company. But when it's obvious that they rather hire outsiders over the ones that's there, and then they have the ones that's there that been there train the outsider, like, that could have been avoided. Just move one of the insiders up and all of that could have been avoided. If, you know, if someone that already knows what's going on versus someone you got to actually teach it to, like, it makes no sense. Now, sometimes that method is the better method, depending on the situation, depending on the job functions and all that. But sometimes, you know, it's always best to go with what you already have. You know, just like with my current company, you know, it's easy to move up. You know, you put in the work, the time, the dedication, and you move up. And then that's the way it's supposed to be. Like, you're getting a raise and stuff, you know, but you're still in the same position. You know, you can get an even bigger raise if they will allow you to move up the ladder. Now, you know, you got some people that they are content and fine with where they are. And there's nothing wrong with that. But it's just the problem is don't just hold someone there just because you're comfortable. You know, I have a best friend that kind of is going through that situation. You know, they want her to be a manager, yet they don't want her to be a manager. You know, she's been MIT for like months and they just refuse to move her up. She knows everything back and forth, every little part of this company. And, you know, sometimes the managers even ask her to do certain stuff, you know, help them out because they know she knows. And you don't want to move her up because, you know, they've told her this to her face, you know, admitting it that, you know, I really don't want to lose you where you are. You know everything and you keep this thing running. And, you know, sometimes you have to just take that loss. You know, it does happen sometimes when, you know, you move someone up, then the working side of it kind of takes a hit. But you got to find a replaceable candidate, you know, a candidate of the same caliber to replace that person. And, you know, because you'd rather have a stronger leadership team versus a stronger, you know, working team. Because that way, you know, whatever slack that the worker's not doing, the leadership can handle. But that's just my take on it. Like, companies need to stop doing this. Like, it don't matter what type of job it is, regardless of industry, you know, education requirement, whatever, there should always be opportunities for advancement. And that's with any company, any job, or whatever. And that's just the bottom line. It's the way I see it. Some people may not like it, don't care. This is Real Talk Live. But that's just the way I see it. Because there's no other way keeping someone in the same position for 30 plus years. If they voluntarily done it, then that's fine. But just don't assume or just be like, okay, I'm gonna just keep them there. They're my best worker, and I just can't leave. I just can't let them leave that position. And you can't manage a company like that. That's just wrong. You can't hold no one hostage. Especially when it comes to, you know, working and then, you know, what they do for bills every day. And, it, you know, it gets technical. You know, I hope a change comes soon with these companies. You know, not just the ones I mentioned, but ones, you know, everywhere. You know, they, you know, treat the employees better. Make things right. You know, a lot of companies also have a lot of turnover rates because they're somewhat unfair to their employees. And it'd be messing me up sometimes. Like, they'd rather let a good worker go versus a bad one. It's like, okay, the person shows up every day, but they're not really as, you know, good with the production. But you got someone that comes in every day, busts their tail, but because they want to voice their opinions or because they want to move up or things like that, you're willing to let them go for the person that shows up every day that don't really do much. And that's the one thing that will forever irk me. If anybody ever goes through that, I'm sorry. But it's like, that just don't make no sense. Moving on to my next topic before I get really heated. Next topic. Came across this social media debate. And the social media debate is, what do a woman want? And what that is do they A, want a working man with a 401k and $40,000 in the bank, or a street man with $250K in street money? And, you know, there's a life lesson in this, and I'm going to bring it out just a second. Obviously, you got people with different maturity levels, different backgrounds in life, things they've went through, different hardships, all the above. And a lot of people will pick the street person because he has the most money. But you have to look at the bigger picture. It's street money. It could only go so far. You know how they always say, you know, your money's supposed to make money for you? You can't do that if you don't have some type of account, some type of investment account, some type of ties to an investment firm, a 401k, even though sometimes 401ks get messed around due to the stocks and things like that. But still, it's better to have one. You know, have some type of nest egg or some type of high yield savings account, something to keep your money generated. So, with that being said, clearly, you know, can't tell a person, you know, what they want to do. Can't say that, you know, it's wrong to date a street person. Can't say that. Because that'd be like just a one-sided scenario or perspective. But at the same time, you have to look at the bigger picture. Which option would be the longer term? And that would be, of course, the working man with the 40K in the bank. You know, you're still getting taken care of properly. Things are still getting done around the house financially and all that. And that's all that matters. You're financially comfortable. Because sometimes a lot of a great thing is not always a great thing. And then, you know, for people that should know, speaking from experience or whatever, they should know that street money often sometimes comes to an end. And not just a temporary end either, a permanent one. You know, it's a dangerous thing altogether. So that's that piece. You know, women out there that's listening, you know, I hope you understand like where I'm coming from with this, how I'm trying to break it down to you, because, you know, everything that you have to look at, you have to look at the long-term goal. You know, if you always look at the right now with any little thing, then you wouldn't get far because you'll only have that right now moment. Once that right now moment closes, then what's next? You're starting from scratch again or what? You know, you don't want to be in that position where you take a step forward and then end up taking three steps back and just study fighting in the same position. So, you know, just be more mature with your choices. You know, be less dependent on people at that as well. You know, get your own bag, really, though. but that's just the way it is. Next topic I want to talk about is the Dallas music scene. And, you know, I try to refrain from talking about the Dallas music scene, especially me being an artist as I am, but I can't take it no more. And I'll be honest with you, I just can't take it no more. I've been in the music game for about, quite a while. I guess you could say since 2014 or a little bit before. But it's starting to get on my nerves now. It's like the same thing over and over. People always going at somebody's necks. Somebody's always trying to step on somebody's toes. Someone's always trying to stab somebody in the back. And that's our difference. And this is why the Dallas music scene is the way it is. Nobody wants to help anyone. You know, even if they do, but once that person starts getting a little bit more shine than that person, then they start getting jealous. They want to start doing little tactics to shoot them down or start beefs and do all this little old crazy nonsense, you know, over social media. You know, social media makes it easier for you to beef with people. And, like, that's a problem. But back to the matter at hand, like, the reason why I came across this topic, mostly independent artists, female artists. Some of y'all may know them, some of y'all may not, depending on where you're from, your style of music, etc. But one of the artists is a female, and her name is Mia Eliani. The other female artist is Dee Dee Warbucks. I support both of these artists individually. Both of them are talented in their own ways. But what happened is recently a blog, one that Mia Eliani is somewhat affiliated with, the Cloud Multimedia, you know, on Instagram, it came out with the whole debate that she's the one that started the whole Queen of Dallas thing. You know, she has an album out labeled that. The other artist, Dee Dee Warbucks, has, I think, an EP out, you know, a previous EP out, not lately. You know, all this is, you know, older material. But Mia Eliani stated that, you know, she started the whole Queen of Dallas trend. Did nobody else start that? You know, if someone else started it after her, it's because they got it from her or whatever case. And really, with their careers, they kind of came out around the same time, somewhat. One was kind of like a little bit further along than the other, a little bit, not much, but one was more relevant than the other, you know, at first. You know, at first. Now they're kind of like evenly matched. They're holding their own, you know, they all have their own fan bases. But, then it got to the point where, you know, they started going back and forth in the comments on Instagram and all that. And, you know, that part is what burned me. You know, I've honestly wanted them to work together at some point because they're so talented, you know, and they rep Dallas. I really wanted them to put their talents together and really make a fire song. I mean, I thought it would happen eventually, but I guess since that little ordeal happened, I guess that's no longer in sight or whatever. You know, and I told them that. You know, I commented on both sides of it. I tagged them both in it. I don't know if one or the other read it. You know, Dee Dee, one thing about her, she's real good with engaging with her fans. You know, she replies and acknowledges certain comments, you know, if they're not stupid and stuff. You know, Mia, she kind of does it to a degree. But, you know, I don't know if they saw my comment. You know, this happened, you know, not kind of like a while ago, maybe almost 2 months ago, maybe. I think it's been that long. Not sure. But, it, you know, it just burns me up that people rather go at each other's necks versus working together, lifting each other up, or supporting each other. That's why the Atlanta music scene is much more stronger, much more resilient, much more successful. Those artists, they're not looking to step on each other's toes. They want everybody to make it. And that's why you have a lot of Atlanta artists in the rap game or in the R&B game or whatever. Because, you know, they're better accepted. So, you know, if Dallas can get like that, be better accepted with any artist it is, independent or not, the Dallas music scene would be a better place. Because everybody would be working together. It'd be a team thing. You know, because Dallas got the talent. Don't get me wrong. A lot of people from out of town that do these little promo shows and little showcases and the little Dallas artists come out, compete, perform, and all that. the performers, the promoters often say, Dallas has the best talent, you know, against certain cities that they've done their shows in. And it's fact. Dallas has a lot of really great independent artists. Like, you can literally start a whole major label with all the Dallas independent artists. You know, myself included. Like, it's just, they're just talent. They're good. These people are good. The females, the men, they're good. They have bars. Some can sing. They're vocally, like I'm not making this up. I'm not just saying that. This is fact. You know, I had recently went to a showcase, you know, it's called Glow Up Sundays. And yes, I experienced it firsthand how talented Dallas really is. But, like, you can just tell, like, the vibe, you know, people just don't really respect each other enough. They don't respect each other's craft. And, I, that's kind of why I joined the music game. That's kind of why I switched and started taking rap seriously and actually making it a career and all that, because I want to provide that change to music game. Not just for the Dallas music scene, but for the music scene altogether. Why is it that certain artists beef with each other? Why is it that, you know, this person don't get along with this person? Oh, why this person has their ways of reasons why they don't want to work with that person? And, like, all that should be dead. You know, music is music. We are here to entertain the people. And, like, all this, oh, I want to do this way. I don't want to mess with nobody. Or, you know, I don't want to support that person. They don't support me back. And, you know, you can't look at it like that. Just support the person. All independent artists, I support them all. You know, especially mainly the good ones, of course. You know, not trying to knock nobody or put no one down, but you got some people that really need to just stick to their day job. I'm just going to put that out there. But from what I seen at that showcase some weeks ago, months ago, it was, like, inspiring, you know. I followed some of the artists because I was there filming. I filmed some of the, you know, did little clips for them. Sent it to them, you know, free of charge. Because I want independent artists to make it. I want all this talent to thrive in the best way possible. I want everybody to either land a record deal or start their own company or whatever. You know, I just want all independent artists, mainly Dallas artists, to make it. Because, like, it makes no sense. Like, with the whole Mo3 stuff, you know, he was hated on a lot more than y'all really thought. A lot of people, you know, was been trying to come for his head, you know. You know, Lord rest his soul. But, like, it shouldn't be like that. Oh, because someone else gets hot and you're not hot or you're not up next, you feel some type of way. And it shouldn't be like that. That just means you have to work harder. Like, I get inspired by people. Like, you know, I'm like, oh, look, that person's doing good. They got the views. They got the followers. They really popping. You know, it inspires me. I'm not finna talk down on a person, start a little fake or crazy internet beef with a person because, oh, they hot now. Or you're trying to chase off their coattails clout or something like that. Because some people do that too. They start beef with a person because that person's hot and they trying to get a piece of their fame. You know, trying to make themselves relevant. Just like with the whole situation with Megan Thee Stallion and DaBaby and Tory Lanez. You know, DaBaby should have never said nothing. Even if it's true or not, should have never said nothing. But, you know, he ain't been too relevant. He just had an incident where, you know, didn't sell too many tickets to a particular show. I don't know what venue it was, but, you know, it was lower than, you know, a usual showing for a relevant artist, I should say. So, you know, he's not really relevant like he was, you know, back like when he came out with the Suge song. But this is just him becoming relevant again. Because, like, when you take something, do something to the media take off with it. And that's exactly what had happened. So, you know, you don't go around telling who you done hit. You don't, you know, just trying to get attention or whatever. You can't do that. But another thing, but like I said with the Dallas music scene, the talent is there. That ain't never been the problem. It's just, can people get along, please, for the love of God, please. Like, you know, I really have a project in mind, you know, with me being an engineer and all. I really have a project in mind, getting certain Dallas artists together, you know, some that's well-known, some that ain't. But, you know, put them all together on an album and release it, you know, and then kind of make it do make it become a like a every year thing, something that fans can look forward to, you know? Like, you know, call it Dallas Jams Volume 1 or, you know, just something, you know, basically like on a level like with how DJ Khaled puts all those collaborations that he does together. You know, he makes the beat, then he reaches out to the artists that he feels that can, you know, gel together on that beat. And every time he does it, it comes out on top, most of them, you know, especially when he, you know, collabs with Drake and stuff. But yeah, see, if Dallas can be like that, then, you know, the sky's the limit for the Dallas music scene. Because, you know, it's crazy how simply a music career is considered dangerous now. I'm trying to get to the bottom of that as well. I mean, not just for Dallas, everywhere, you know, Atlanta, Los Angeles, all of it. Like, why is being a rapper so dangerous now? It's like, my thing is, way I see it from what I'm looking at, from what I'm analyzing, it's more than the music. These particular artists are either showcasing themselves in a way that attracts the unwanted attention. You know, I'm not trying to say everybody's a gangbanger and all that, but it's got to be more to it. Because you're not going to just sit and tell me that, oh, because I rap, my life is in danger. I can be taken out at any moment because I rap. Like, it don't make sense. You know, rest in peace to all the artists that have been losing their lives lately. Everywhere, all throughout the state. And, but I just had to touch on that too because it's not making any sense. Like, why has it come to this point? I mean, you know, hatred and jealousy has always been here. It's not going anywhere. Same way with the racism, all kind of other stuff. But one thing's for sure that barely gets addressed is the black-on-black crime. And, like, I'm tired of seeing it. It something needs to be done. I don't know what. I don't even have an idea, quite frankly, just yet of how we could even combat that. Because it's to the point now, it's just happening everywhere to anybody. And like, this ain't making no sense. Now, don't get me wrong. You got, like I said, as far as the showcasing yourself in a certain way, what I meant by that was like, you know, always flashing your money. You can't do that. Money's the root of all evil. People are easily jealous. And, you know, they just like, well, since they got it, I just take it from them. That thought creeps in a lot of people's minds. That's why you got to be mindful of what you post. Got to be mindful of what information you share with certain people. Because 9 times out of 10, a lot of the people that get set up, it was somebody on the inside, a family member, a friend, or just someone that knew them some kind of associated way. And that's why you can't break bread with everyone. You can't be as genuine as, you know, you once could. I mean, it sucks to be that way, but that's the life we're living in right now. Got to be on your P's and Q's at all times, head on a swivel, even just with going to the grocery store. And like, it's sad that we're living in that type of, you know, state of mind, state of environment, but that's just what it is. And I had to touch on that because, like, I'm tired of rappers dying, artists in general, rappers, singers, whoever. Like, it makes no sense. It makes you not want to, you know, do the career anymore. If your life ends up being on the line for it, it's not worth it, you know? Which brings me to the next topic, the Houston music scene. There was an incident at an event between Trader Truth and Zero. Now, you know, darn well, neither one of them should be getting into it. They are two Houston legends. You know, gave Houston their identity musically in a way. And why are y'all fighting? Like, it makes no sense. I mean, they both went to the news about the incident or whatever. That's what I heard. I don't know what was said or whatever. I didn't get into all that. Didn't bother. It's just the fact that it happened. Why are y'all fighting? Y'all See, this is what I'll be talking about. People get to acting like it's not enough room to have multiple greats in one space. Like, that stuff is dead. Like, people should learn from Gucci Man how he extended that olive branch to Jeezy. Because, you know, they were beefing. You know, they two heavyweights in Atlanta. And, you know, it was messy between them at a time. But on that Versus, you know, Gucci Man was the mature person. And was like, hey, you know, that stuff is dead. You know, we older. Let it go. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people should be like that. Like, okay, you're great in your own right. You're great in your own right. Which what I was talking about with the Dallas music scene, with the two female artists, you know, going at each other's necks. They're both good and talented in their own way. Why is it, oh, I was the one that started the trend, not you, or like, why does it matter? It doesn't. It don't matter who started what. It don't matter who came out first. It don't matter who had the hottest, who had the most views, streams. None of that matters. As long as you get in your bag, none of that matters. Some people are getting a bigger bag than you. Yeah. But why are you worried about that? That just means grind harder, work harder, get on their level. That don't mean envy them, be jealous, be spiteful, and all type of other nonsense that's wasting your time because you focusing on that when you could be focusing on your career to better yourself. You know, I constantly say that all the time. I even put it in my music. You know, you worrying about me, you know, worry about yourself. So that's just the way it is. But yeah, I when I first heard that, you know, Zero and Trey the True Fight, I'm like, come on now. I thought it was fake at first. And I saw the video, I'm just like, okay. I'm just thankful that that's all it was, a little scuffle. You know, they could have pulled out the guns. It could have really got, you know, serious. But it is what it is. Brings me to my last topic of the night. Is it true some men feel like they can't date a single woman? And this is where I mean by this. Because, like, okay, a lot of cheating always goes on. Don't get me wrong. But it's like the cheating is happening more with the relationship people than the single people. It's like some men, not all, it's like some men are comfortable, very comfortable going after someone else's woman. Like, what sense does that make? Now, some do it out of spite, you know, game. Oh, they into it with this dude, so they trying to bag his chick. All type of little petty stuff. But no, it's more than that. I'm talking about, like, people just literally going after a married woman or a woman that's in a relationship. Like, and you know they're in a relationship, but you just don't care. You study trying to pursue her. And that's just wrong on your part. Whether she gives in, entertains it, don't matter. That's wrong on her part, of course, but it's wrong because you initiated it. And I'm just like, do men really feel like this? Like, is this a thing? Men really feel that they cannot date a woman that's single? And why is that? What's wrong with a single woman? I mean, a woman that is single, that's who you should want. Somebody that has no obligations. Somebody that doesn't have any ties. Somebody you don't have to worry about or look over your shoulder about. Somebody that you can build a family with. They don't have no kids. They're a single woman. What's wrong with that? Like, why the woman has to belong to somebody else? Like, is it because the way it's looking, their relationship is looking on the outside and you want whatever she's getting from that person? And, you know, and it don't work like that. And a lot of people got to realize that because with women, different men get different results out of women. I'm going to tell you that now. Whatever her ex got out of her, you're going to get something different out of her. And it's not always based off because, oh, she's been damaged. Oh, she's been through this. No. That's a factor. It plays a role. Don't get me wrong. Not overlooking. But at the same time, certain men can unlock certain things from certain women. And that's just the way it is. You wonder why sometimes a woman is more happier than the person she moved on with. Because that man is doing something different. He's unlocking more possibilities, more different emotions that she haven't used yet before. Didn't know that was there. a lot of different other different technicalities that go on with that. You know, aside from just, you know, treating her different. You know, of course he's treating her different. Everybody don't treat the person the same. But then again, you never know, because, you know, sometimes women often do run into men where they're somewhat similar in ways and they end up getting their heart broke regardless. But other than that, you know, like, it makes no sense. Just like with the whole situation, how can, like, I don't think it's wrong, because some people think this is wrong. They think it's wrong to date a pregnant woman. That depends on the situation. Is she pregnant and she know who it is and just, like, for whatever reason, stepping out or just feel, you know, some kind of little crazy scenario? Or is she pregnant, don't know who it is, you know, just single, alone, a man comes along, comforts her, and it sparks into something up? You know, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, you got people that are willing to step up, depending on whatever situation. They are willing to step up and be that man for that particular woman. You know, if that's not you, then don't worry about it. You know, you're not being attacked here. It's just, like, that's just the way it is. If you don't see yourself dating someone while they're pregnant, then so be it. Just like this friend I know, he had made the statement. That's where I kind of got the topic from, and I was reading the comments. He was saying that he told a woman that, you know, I think she was single at the time. You know, she was pregnant, but she wasn't dealing with whoever got her pregnant, I guess. I don't know the whole story. But, and she was feeling, you know, this you know, the guy, no. She, you know, I guess they, you know, she was liking him or whatever. And he told her, he said, I'm going to wait till you have the baby. You know, he was like, I want to date you. I like you. I'm feeling you, all that. But I want you to have the baby first. Then we can, you know, take the next step and all that. She didn't understand. She was so hot. She was mad at him. Like, really? You know, she was thinking it was something. She thinking it was the pregnancy itself. And that's not it. And there's nothing wrong with that decision that he made. He made the decision because he said he just didn't feel right. He said, you know, he'll step up, take care of the kid, become that figure. But while she's pregnant, while she's going through it, he doesn't want to interfere with it. He wants her to have a clear mind, wants to make sure that even after this baby comes, that you ain't trying to go back with the person that got you pregnant, or, you know, just all the different stuff. You know, he wants her to be sure in her decision. And there was nothing wrong with that, because you want people sharing their decision. You don't want people just saying, yeah, then when it all come down to it, it's a no. So, yeah, I mean, you just got to be transparent at the end of the day. That's what any relationship, friendship, it don't matter. You know, communication will forever be key. It ain't never going nowhere. I know a lot of people probably get tired of me saying it, but that's just the way it is. So, you know, make sure to communicate with one another. Make sure to really lay stuff out on the table. You know, learn each other's boundaries, love language. Just do everything right, because that's the way life works. Try to do as much right as you can in this wrongful world. And that's the bottom line. I appreciate everyone that was listening tonight. This is the season 5 finale. It's been a nice ride. You know, all the support over this season, over this year. You know, we're in this fall season now. You know, that's what my time is much more limited. So that's why I try to end the seasons right before school starts. You know, so forth. Didn't get a chance to really do it. You know, that's why I'm into this month now. You know, September's almost over and I'm just now ending the podcast. Really was supposed to end it on a 10th episode, but, you know, time just didn't permit itself. But I thank everyone for listening. Hope you enjoyed the topics that were discussed. I look forward to, you know, having your support again when the new season comes around. as well as gaining new support with the rebranding phase that's about to take place. But, you know, other than that, you know, stay tuned for the outro. As always, I look forward to expressing the real. Braylon Blair, a.k.a. B. Sizzle the Realist, out. All right. That wraps up tonight's show, tonight's season finale. Hope you enjoyed the topics that were discussed tonight, all the valid points that were made. I hope you enjoyed all the information that was brought forth in the intro and all the different things that we're trying to do as far as a nonprofit, as far as everything that I'm trying to do. Because, you know, we're trying to take things to another level. That's why after this season finale, we're going into a major rebranding and remarketing phase. So this isn't goodbye. This is simply see you later. And, you know, I constantly say all the time, thank you for the support, because I really do appreciate the support. I appreciate everyone that tunes in, takes the time to listen to my podcast. I really do. Because without the fans, without the followers, without the listeners, all this will be for nothing. And that's why I stress it so hard to make sure I'm providing the best content possible for you all. You know, as appreciation for you taking the time to listen, to gain knowledge, to understand things that you probably may have not understood before listening. You know? Because that's what Brains Real Talk Live is all about. You know, I want to educate folks. I want to inform folks. I want to make sure people understand certain things and how to navigate through life properly. You know, like, I mean, it's more than just trying to be like somebody's life coach. You know, I ain't really, it's not really like that. Some people may label it as that, but that's not the case. This is just simply right from wrong, you know, from my perspective. As I go through life, you know, been on this earth 27 years, hope to be on this earth a lot more years and continue to help people. I mean, because that's my ultimate thing. I've always wanted to help people in some form or fashion. And that's how this podcast was really created. You know, I started on YouTube, you know, old school web camera, doing some topics like that. You know, it was taking off a little bit, but I didn't have the full time to really just push it properly. You know, I was still in high school at the time as well, and a lot of other things. But, you know, I'm just going to continue pushing hard, providing great content to my listeners, continue helping out in the community, you know, really turning Dallas into a premier city that it's meant to be. And, you know, just go from there. You know, I want everybody to be safe out there. I want everybody to strive for success in whatever you do, whether it's music, whether it's anything. It doesn't matter what industry you're in. A job is a job. It doesn't matter what your starting point is, as long as you are on track to reaching your end goal. You know, a lot of obstacles that we have in life are just stepping stones. You know, that first job was just what it's supposed to be, a first job. And you're supposed to elevate from there. You know, that first degree, well, maybe just supposed to be your first degree. You probably, after more, you probably want to, you know, get a master's or a doctorate. So, you know, continue striving for success and perfection in everything that you do. Always be on the right side of things. Always be compassionate. Always be the best person you can possibly be. Because at the end of the day, it all falls back on you. What you put into this world is what you get out of it. And if you're not willing to do that, then you're not willing to get far. But if you are willing to put in that work, get on that grind, those early mornings, them late nights, then more power to you, because your mind is made up. You are on a mission. You are ready to extend to other levels. You know, you don't want to become a statistic. You want to break those statistics, factors that bound minorities down, and things that just make things one-sided, as have long they've been doing for so many years. You know, hope someone is listening. Hope this motivates someone to really get after it and go after your dreams. Not just follow them, not just dream them, but make them a reality. As I said before, this is Braylon Blair, also known as the Artist Pieces of the Realist. And always looking forward to expressing the real. Peace.